doing? Chafetz Chaim. We're up to the third chapter, the first halacha. And over here we will learn about rechilut, that rechilut is relevant in front of the person or not in front of the person. Asur lesaper rechilut. It is prohibited to tell over rechilut. Af shu emet gamur. Even if what you're telling is completely true. Shein bo shum tarovet sheker. That there's nothing, there's no lie mixed in. Afilu shelo befanav. Even if you're not saying in front of the person. Even if you could say, even if you were here, I would say it. It's still prohibited to go and peddle and tell over stories. And if the person's here and you say it in front of him, so that's even worse. Sometimes people say, you know you said that, you know you did that, so that's even worse, right?
It's like killing a person.
It's prohibited and it's even worse. First of all, when we blame a person in front of them, we cause them to hate. Not the person who's spoken about, but other people. When other people hear us say in front of the person, you know you did that, or you know you said that, so they feel like for sure it's true. Because they say, you know, he said it in front of him. So then people will believe it all the way. Because people say, if it weren't completely true, he wouldn't say it in front of him. And aside from that, what happens now is by saying this rechilut, passing on information that's derogatory, so a person is causing many transgressions. As I explain this all in the introduction, take a look over there. So, if we look in the introduction. I think it's the introduction to the laws of Lashon Hara. It's not here. It's in the very beginning. Okay, so there the Chafetz Chaim went to great length. So again, Rechilut is taking Lashon Hara and peddling it, passing it from person to person, and that's the prohibition of Rechilut. And when a person does it in front of the person themselves, so then it's even more severe. Okay.